Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. Says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fast on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Obama. Shut up your mouth, Obama.
Young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild. Like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed. But you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I'm your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. Remember, shipmates, freedom is not cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. All right, you know it as well as I do. As long as there's one stinking liberal on planet friggin' Earth, it's a very, very, very busy news day. Well, today is no exception. There's lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are desperate to take away your freedom. So we've got to lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway. All righty, we're officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. Today is a weird day. It's, I don't know how to explain it, disorganized, maybe a little chaotic. There's so many things going on in so many different directions, I have no goddamn idea where the hell to start or how the hell we're going to finish. But we're going to do it. We're going to start at the top, and we're going to keep going until we're done. Before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, I worked again all day yesterday on this Justina Pelletier, trying to organize a rally. Right now, so far, I was in contact with a lot of people, and I've got to be in a lot more contact with a lot more people as soon as I'm done with this show today. I didn't even get my shower yesterday until way late last night. But at least I don't stink anymore, so that's a good thing. But as it is right now, April 19th, right now is the tentative date of what I'm trying to set up. Will that work? I don't know. I've got to get people organized. I've got to get people that are going to come down there. But as it is right now, it looks like April 19th so far is the date. But that could very easily change very quickly. So I will keep you definitely abreast of the situation. All right, scuttlebutt of the day. I was going to get into old Chucky Schumer yesterday, but we ran a little bit over, and that's fine. We can now spend the time, the quality time with it. Senator Chuck Schumer, God, won't it be nice when you'll be able to say civilian Chuck Schumer one day? Won't that be nice? Civilian Nancy Pelosi? Civilian Barack Hussein Obama? Won't that be nice one day? Civilian John Boehner, which I've got some clips of him today. I mean, this is what really bugs us, Mr. Boehner. You want to know why the base, why the Republican base, the Tea Party, and the people on the right, the conservative-minded folk, why we're so upset with you? Because you come out and you play this big tough game, and you're pounding your chest and acting big and tough, and then you puke. Your spine just goes weak, and you just fall over flat. Well, we can't have that anymore. If you're going to come out and tell us you're going to do something, well, then we expect you to do it. We are going to take your word seriously. So if you say you're going to do something, we expect it to be done. But you don't. And what you said on Megyn Kelly last night, they're just words. I don't have any faith that you're going to get anything done. I really don't. But we're going to cover it anyway. So let's get going here, back to old civilian Chuck Schumer, hopefully one day soon. Proposed using the IRS. You remember that. Why these liberals think that all of these government agencies are to be used at their disposal to attack their political foes, where they got this idea from, I don't know. But far too many people are now climbing on board with that, and they're trying to use the government agencies. Everybody thinks that the government agency is all these government agencies are there to attack the right. That's why they're there. The EPA, they love to attack the right. ATF, I'm not really, you know, that ATF, I'm not really so convinced that is a legitimate law enforcement agency. They're a little crooked. Not for nothing, but a little crooked. I don't give them as much credence as they really should have. And they don't deserve it. Look, when you don't deserve something, you don't get something. It's just the way it is. But Chuck Schumer proposed using the IRS to curtail the Tea Party group funding during a speech. This was, I think, last Thursday, on how to exploit and weaken the movement. We've got to exploit and weaken the Tea Party. Exploit what? Exploit that they expect their government to follow the Constitution? They expect their government to be fiscally responsible? Expect their government to stay out of the American people's lives? That's it. That's everything you need to know about the Tea Party. That's it. What is there to exploit, Mr. Schumer? Oh, the fact that people are supporting them and giving them money. That's what it is. They're not giving Chuck Schumer money. The Democrats aren't benefiting. That's what this is all about. Anytime a Democrat doesn't benefit, well, then it's bad law. It's bad policy. But when they benefit, well, this is great and wonderful. That's what it's supposed to be. We're Democrats. We're supposed to get all the money. We're supposed to win all the elections. We don't really need to cheat, but we do anyway, just to make sure. Arguing that Tea Party groups have a financial advantage. See, I didn't even read this is a second freaking sentence. I didn't even read it. And what did I do? I guessed it. I know it. Why? Well, because I've just been around liberals my entire life. I know their mentality. I know how they think. Arguing that the Tea Party groups have a financial advantage after the Supreme Court's 2010 Citizens United decision. Could we get off of that, please? I don't understand what the problem is. I really don't care whether we have that stupid decision or not. I really don't have a big opinion on it. But if you have it, it's for both Democrats and Republicans. It's not just for the Tea Party. Not for nothing, but it's for everybody. But the problem is yeah, they're going to benefit from it too, the Democrats. But the fact is that the Republicans are going to benefit from it, and that's what they don't like. They need laws that restrict the Republicans from benefiting. That's what they're looking for. That's what they want. They don't want the Republican Party to benefit anyway monetarily. Anyway, period. But just them. Now, is that democracy? Hmm. It is. That's democracy. Oh, okay. All right. The Obama administration, this is what he says. Schumer wants the Obama administration to bypass Congress and institute new campaign finance rules through the IRS. Well, you know, if you can't beat him, disqualify him. We know how that works. He goes on to say, it is clear. It's clear. It is. It's clear. Well, it's very clear to me of what you're doing, Mr. Schumer. Very clear. It is clear that we will not pass anything legislatively as long as the House of Representatives are in the Republican control. Aww. See, they want the control. They want the House and the Senate, and they just want to be able to pass whatever they want to pass. And when it fails, well, they can blame the Republicans, just like what they did with Detroit. You remember that city. Remember that? Remember that city? It's in Michigan, or it was. I don't think it exists anymore. I don't know if anybody lives here anymore. It looks like a place where they used to do nuclear testing there. Have you seen the pictures of Detroit? That's Detroit, man. There's a lot of American history right there in Detroit. Remember when the president said he was never going to allow that city to go bankrupt? They went bankrupt. Remember when he was going to save the auto industry so they wouldn't go bankrupt? Guess what happened? They went bankrupt. That's right. That's what they should have done. Look, when companies go bankrupt, that doesn't mean that they go out of business. See, liberals don't understand that. They hear one word. They don't understand the meaning of the word. They hear one thing and then assume and accuse the rest. And Mitt Romney was correct. You can love him or hate him, whatever, but he was right on this. I would have let them go bankrupt too. They would have come out a lot stronger, and they went bankrupt anyway, even with all the multi-billion dollars that they were given, which they paid off right away. So if they were able to pay all this money off right away, why did they even need the money in the first place? That never made any sense to me. I didn't get that. It just seemed a little crooked. But, I mean, that's me. Mr. Pessimist over here. But when companies go bankrupt, it's okay. They reorganize, and a lot of times they come out stronger and come out better. So, yeah, GM should have gone bankrupt. Chrysler should have gone bankrupt, reorganized. The government has no business intervening in any business. I don't care how big it is. The government has no business whatsoever. They have no right whatsoever to intervene in commerce, period, other than simply setting the rules on how business is conducted. That's your commerce clause. To regulate commerce amongst the several states. That's it. You don't get involved in it. You don't run commerce. Government doesn't know how to run commerce. They're not that kind of entity. They have no business even getting in business. But here they are. See, that's what socialist countries do. That's what third world countries do. That's what communist countries do. But too many Americans want to stay on the couch watching their Kim Kardashian. They don't want to think about that. Oh, it's a government. Let them do it. Kim's on. You know, she's just got a new dress. She looks so pretty. I got a brand new bag of Cheetos here. I mean, I don't have time for all of this. Come on. What do I need to know this stuff for? Well, if you want to keep your freedom, yeah. That's why you need to know this stuff. It is clear that we will not pass anything legislatively as long as those pesky Republicans are in the House of Representatives, those bastards, yeah. But, he goes on to say, there are many things that can be done administratively by the IRS and other government agencies. We must redouble those efforts immediately. Let me repeat that. This is what this man says. Can't get anything done as long as those pesky Republicans are in office. but there are many things that can be done administratively by the IRS and other government agencies. We must redouble those efforts immediately. You think that IRS mess is over? Not even close. They have doubled down on that. They're still going. They're still targeting. They're using any agency that they can find. They've got the EPA. They've got any IRS, the ATF. They're even now using the FBI. They're even getting local law enforcement involved. Wake up, America. This country is in a tyranny. I'm sorry. I know you don't like that T word, but you know what? You're just going to have to suck it up and accept it. It's called fact. I don't like the fact either. What the hell can I do? I can't change it. I can think it in my mind. Okay, we're not really a tyranny, but it's not going to change the fact. You can only change your mind. You can't change the fact. That's what liberals don't get. They think because if they change it in their mind, then they've just now changed their reality. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. I mean, it might work on an acid trip, but it's certainly not going to work in reality, real reality. When you're sober and you're able to think. One of the great advantages the Tea Party has is the huge holes in our campaign finance laws created by the ill-advised decision, ill-advised. Oh, because it doesn't benefit solely the Democrats, it means it's ill-advised. Obviously, he goes on to say, the Tea Party elites, whatever that is, what's a Tea Party elite? There are none. Tea parties are grassroots organizations. They're all over the place. There is no elite. There's no commander. There's no admiral. People getting together in their town. That's it. That's your Tea Party. All some Koch brothers. Well, we've got to get rid of them Koch brothers, you know, because they're rich. Only Democrats can be rich. Yeah, that's right. Because we can manage our money wisely. Yeah. Like you did with Detroit. Like you did with the United States, like you've done with California. California's done, man. I mean, they're almost worse than Detroit. That whole state's going to go under. People are moving out of California, and they keep moving into Texas, and they're doing it deliberately. Now Texas is doing everything they can to turn blue, which, come on, Texas, come on. You know, you got to work with us here, okay? Kick those people out. Don't let them move in. Make them stay back in California. Make them clean up their own goddamn mess. Excuse me. Why should they dirty up their state and then when it's in ruins, leave, come over into Texas and destroy that state too? No. You made the mess. You got to stay there and clean it up. You ain't moving here. That would be me. But, well, come on. You can't really do that. But wishful thinking. What are you going to do? Obviously, the Tea Party elites gained extraordinary influence by being able to funnel millions of dollars into campaigns with ads that distort the truth and attack government. No, we're not attacking government. We're attacking people like you that are in the government, Mr. Schumer. You understand how that works? Government itself is not the problem. It's the people that, like you, that are distorting the truth and attacking the American people. That is where we're fighting. You understand that? But see, you know how they like to turn that around? Yeah, and those ads about Obamacare, those are real. Even if they're not, they're still real. Why? Well, because I changed it in my mind. If Democrats can change the reality in their mind, why can't I? So there. Schumer was one of the several Democrat senators, you remember this, when he sent that letter in 2012, calling on the IRS, he's got to investigate that Tea Party, investigate him. Well, first of all, that's not up to a senator to use a government agency to attack a political foe. What crime did they do? Well, you should be calling a law enforcement agency, not the IRS. IRS is not a law enforcement agency. The IRS can do their own job. That's what they're there for. If they want to, well, what do they call that?
Come on. Just total brain fart here this morning.
An audit. Good God almighty. Get some grog in me. Get some grog. It's a very crazy day here today. I mean, raining last night. I mean, thunder, too. Now it's just ugly and black. Raining dark. Yes, blech. That's all right. The sun will come out. It may take a little while, but it'll come out. But the IRS does their own audits. They don't need you, Chucky Schumer, to tell the IRS how to do their own goddamn job. Maybe if you stayed in your district and did your job, maybe the IRS would be able to do their job. He was also one of the architects of the 2010 Disclose Act legislation. You remember that. Disclose Act. Well, what happened in 2008 when Obama ran for office? He didn't disclose all of his donors. See, there was a little loophole there. You can give, what is it, under $50? Everybody gives $5 here, $10 there, $50 here, $50 there. You don't have to disclose it. You don't think George Soros had a whole bunch of money in that? Didn't have to disclose it? Type a $20 bill here, $50 bill there. They got guys just sitting in a room and just taking the numbers and just boom, 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 add them up. Boom, 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 boom. What that Disclose Act is make the Republicans disclose their donors while the Democrats don't have to. That's what it's all about. It targeted the Citizens United ruling that failed to pass the Congress. So it didn't work. It didn't pass. Because I think there's a lot of liberals going, wait a minute, we might have to disclose our donors? Well, I think there is a debate there that really needs to be had. Should the American people be allowed to give money? Yeah. Should there be allowed to be a cap on it? Look, it's your money. I mean, if you want to give all of your money away to somebody, I think that's up to you to decide. I don't think it's up to the government to decide what you do with your money. So I really don't have a problem with somebody giving money to a candidate. I don't care how much money they give. But to disclose it, I mean, well, what does that mean? Well, there's reasons for that because people from other countries could give money. And that's where it gets really crooked, really crooked. So I don't know what the real answer is to that, but I think it's worth at least a debate, a real discussion on what to do with that. But I think there's bigger fish right now to fry than some of this stuff. And the fact that the Democrats are losing and they know they're losing and they don't like it. They're starting to cry. Well, the American people are losing. Why don't we start there, Mr. Schumer? Let's stop worrying about how the Democrats are losing and the Republicans and the Tea Party are benefiting. Let's worry about the American people benefiting. For once, I just want somebody in Congress to concentrate on the American people winning. Not the Democrats, not the Republicans, not the president, not the Tea Party. But the American people. 91.5 million people out of work. American people are not winning. What happened in Benghazi? American people are not winning. We don't have a government now that's going to back us up. If we get attacked by our foreign enemies, well, we're just going to have to just suck it up, deal with it best we can, because it's going to be at least 2 weeks before the FBI comes over and somebody saves us. Fast and Furious, well, think the American people won with that? Now the Mexican drug cartels have just, you know, a few thousand more guns in their hand, like they need a few thousand more guns. Mexican drug cartels don't exactly have a lot of trouble getting guns. So we got to put a couple thousand more in their hands just so we can take the guns out of the American people's hands. So they can put more guns in the law enforcement and the government's hands. so the American people can be tyrannized just that much easier. And that's what this is all about. This has nothing to do with First Amendment. Don't give me this First Amendment crap. Wait, we got a couple of clips in here with this, but he's talking about First Amendment. I mean, I don't think these people understand what freedom of speech is. And it seems blatantly obvious, and we'll find out. We're going to get to it just real shortly. Just bear with me. He also proposed electoral reform. Our very best electoral structure has been rigged to favor Tea Party candidates in Republican primaries. How? What do you mean rigged? To benefit the Tea Party candidates? Well, if this really did benefit the Tea Party candidates, why did Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Virginia vote Obama? I thought we were supposed to have all the benefits. Oh, that's right. I forgot. The Democrats, they already had the election already pre-counted and won. They had people voting several times. They knew damn good and well they were going to win Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. The election was all, they didn't even have to have the election. The numbers were already predetermined. All they had to do was turn the numbers in. There you are. Philadelphia, 100%. Are you kidding me? You couldn't find one person? Not one person who voted for somebody other than Barack Obama? I don't buy that. Do you buy that? No precinct has 100% of anybody. That's bogus. And if you believe that, stay out of the conversation. Because stupid people aren't allowed in conversations. Stupid people have to listen so they don't become stupid anymore. Because when you listen, you learn. When you talk, you don't. Just the way it is. Now let's start getting into this here now. This was last Thursday. He's up in front of all of his peeps. He's with that other guy. Oh, what the hell was his name? He's got a lisp. He drives me nuts. I can't remember his name, but I do remember he's from Rhode Island. I don't have any of his cuts because he makes me want to puke when I have to listen to his voice, even though Chuck Schumer makes me just violently ill. But we have to play this guy. So let's go. Let's go ahead with the first cut of Chucky Schumer. Go ahead and go.
This morning, as you all know, the Supreme Court announced its decision in McCutcheon versus FEC. While we're still poring through the text, a few things are clear. The Roberts Court has yet again turned back the clock on our democracy by eliminating the cap on overall donations to federal candidates, political parties, and PACs. This in itself is a small step, but it's another step on the road to ruination of our political system that the Supreme Court is clearly headed down. They wish to dismantle all limits on giving, piece by piece, until we are back to the days of the robber barons, when anyone or anything could give unlimited money, undisclosed, and make our political system seem so rigged that everyone will lose interest in our democracy.
It's because of people like you that people are losing interest in our democracy, Mr. Schumer. I mean, what the hell is he talking about? See, they don't like the fact that other people are getting money and not them. That's what really bugs them. And they try to blame somebody else for the fact that they're losing. Well, it's your message. It's what you're selling. The snake oil that you're selling us, Mr. Schumer, American people don't want to buy it anymore because it doesn't work. You rub it all over yourself and nothing happens. You still have the same sores. You still have the same ailment. That snake oil doesn't work. Doesn't do a damn thing for you. Nothing. Doesn't even taste good. Doesn't even smell good. And Roberts Court? Well, he didn't seem to have too big of a problem with the Roberts Court when he allowed Obamacare to go through. Oh, they were touting how great and wonderful this Roberts is. I mean, what the hell? I mean, what the hell is that all about? The Roberts Court. Shut up. Well, Mr. Roberts, and I don't call him Chief Justice Roberts, because if he was a Chief Justice, he wouldn't have acted the way he did with Obamacare. He would have read the Constitution, understood it, realized that it was unconstitutional, whether it was a tax or not, and we wouldn't have Obamacare. It would be over with. So I can't give people a title if they're not going to act like the title says they're supposed to act. You don't act like a president, I can't call you president. You don't act like a senator, I can't call you senator. You understand that, Miss Boxer? Oh, I really wish you would call me a senator. I've worked so hard. No, you didn't work so hard, Miss Boxer. Your elections were won for you. Please. And I remember when I was in the Navy, her, that Feinstein, that Boxer, and that Nancy Pelosi. Those frickin' three were always running for some damn thing in California. Every time our ship pulled into port and we watch a little TV, you got nothing but these friggin' ads on. And I got sick and tired of them. I couldn't take them anymore. But the system is rigged? How is the system rigged? It's not rigged for the Republicans. I can tell you that. I would say it's more rigged for the Democrats. How about the media being rigged for the Democrats? How about that? Oh, that's right. There's one station, Fox, which really isn't exactly as conservative as it really should be, but let's get on with this one now. Oh, here we are. Let's go cut number. I think this is number 2 or 3 or 4. Let's try this one. See what the hell this one is.
The Koch brothers and other wealthy donors have already wreaked havoc on our political system.
Wreaked havoc.
This decision and those that will follow, it seems,
Koch brothers,
by the narrowest of margins, 5-4, will make the Koch brothers' lives easier,
Koch brothers,
and Americans' lives harder.
Yeah, Koch brothers going
to
make it easy.
Interpretations of the law that would result in the end of any fairness in the political system as we know it.
Koch brothers' lives are now going to be easier because of this decision. And the American people's lives are going to be harder. Yeah. Where that's coming from, how that got to be, I don't know, but I'm sure their base ate it up. The only thing they heard was the Koch brothers are going to have life easier, and the American people are going to have life harder. What he said before that, they didn't hear it. I listened to it. I didn't hear anything worth repeating because it was garbage. It was blah, 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 blah. I can babble too, damn it. All right, let's go to the third one here. Get this damn thing going. We got a lot to do today. Go.
We saw what happened in the wake of Citizens United. We saw the flood of special interest money. We saw lawyers poring over the decision and its implications to figure out ways around the law. And we're going to see much more of that again. Much of the money that's donated is anonymous. We don't know who's donating it. Most of the commercials run have nothing to do with the actual interests of who's donating the money. And today's ruling, decided once again by the mere slimmest of majorities, is yet another nail in the coffin of our free and fair election system.
Oh, the free and fair election system it is now. Oh, kind of like what happened with Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Virginia. Kind of like what happened with that poll worker that voted for Obama 6 times, admitted it. She goes to jail for a couple of hours. She gets out, and Obama gives her a grant, a taxpayer grant. Is that what you mean by fair election process, Mr. Schumer? I'm curious. I mean, what the hell are you talking about? You liberals have no business whatsoever mentioning anything about fair election policies, fair election process, period. I don't want to listen to that. I mean, who does this guy think he is? How does his base, how do you get to the level where you believe somebody who says that stuff? At least with the right, when you play that crap, I mean, the right will turn on the right. I mean, we've turned on John Boehner a long time ago, and rightly so. We don't want any more talk. We don't want any more tweets. We don't want any more committee hearings. We don't want any more of that crap. We want action. That's all we want. And if you're going to tell us you're going to do something, we expect you to do it. But see, liberals, they go out there and they tell you this. Well, that's, you know, that's just for the campaign. But we don't really expect them to do it. And when they don't give it to them, well, you know, it's the Republicans' fault. It's the Koch brothers. I mean, you know, there's not much we can do about it. So I'm going to keep voting for the Democrats. I'm going to keep giving them more money because we got to fight those Koch brothers. Liberals, do you have any idea what you're fighting and who you're fighting for and what the hell you're even doing? I mean, do half of you even know your friggin' names? Let's start with that one. All right, we're moving down the list here. I think this is the one we want now. It's either this one or the next one. I don't know what number we're on. But let's try this one. If it's not, we'll cut it and we'll go to another one.
I just want to mention one other thing. Our colleague Tom Udall could not be with us. He has introduced a constitutional amendment.
Yeah.
That would allow the Congress to impose limits that the Supreme Court seems to be part of free speech.
Oh.
And a decision like this makes that amendment more and more likely.
Oh, so here the Supreme Court, which is the Supreme Court, I mean, their decision is final. So if they make a decision and it goes against the Democrats, well, they can't have that. So they've got to get Congress involved to bypass the Supreme Court. Is that what you're saying, Mr. Schumer? Now, I'm looking in the Constitution here, and I don't find anything in here that would help with that argument of yours, Mr. Schumer. You see what I'm saying? When the Supreme Court says that it is this and not that, then that's the way it is. You can't, I mean, what is he talking about? The decision has been made. Now, I know Congress can get rid of Obamacare, but we haven't. The president can change the law, but Congress can't. And now Schumer is saying, well, Congress can change the law, but the Supreme Court can't. Who's in charge? Who's running it? Well, the whole thing is, in a nutshell, however you want to look at it, the bottom line, once you break it down to all its X's and O's, down to the very nucleus, it all boils down to if the Democrats are benefiting, then it's good policy. If they're not benefiting, it's bad policy. That's the way it is. All right, we got two more cuts here to go through. And then we got a bunch more other stuff to cut through. And we're going to get through it. I'm moving. I'm telling you, I mean, I'm looking at the time here. I'm surprised I got through as much as I got through here today. So we're going to get through. We're going to get through this day. Somehow, some way, we're going to get through it. Let's go. Cut number five. Go.
The proponents of this decision talk about free speech. That's an absurdity. No amendment is absolute.
Shut up.
You can't falsely scream fire in a crowded theater.
That's
not free
speech.
You can't distribute child pornography.
That's not free speech.
You can't libel somebody. Those are limitations on free speech.
Idiot.
It seems so logical to every American that a limitation should be on the wealthiest of donors rigging our political system. But somehow the Supreme Court, five of them anyway, cling to this idea that putting the same dishonest commercial on television for the 4,111th time is a vital part of free speech.
Where did you get that number from?
I don't think Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, or any of the founding fathers would ever think that this was a mandate of free speech.
What the hell are you talking about? Don't bring up the founding fathers. You bastards hate this Constitution. You only like it when you can use it to your benefit. But let me tell you something here. Okay, this, what he's talking about, no amendments, absolute. Shouting fire in a theater is not speech. That has nothing to do with freedom of speech. That's a criminal act. That's deceit. That's not free speech. Free speech is that you're out on the street. Free speech is me. Right now, over the airways, here right now, over Blog Talk Radio, and all the other Blog Talk Radio channels that you listen to. That's free speech. Shouting fire in a theater, that's not speech, you idiot. That has nothing to do with free speech. That's a criminal act. That's not free speech. That has nothing to do with it. Don't bring that up as a way to limit. And that's what it is. They want to limit free speech because they only want the Democrat speech. They don't want the other side to speak. And porno? What the hell? Child pornography, again. Child pornography is not freedom of speech, you idiot. Child pornography has nothing to do with free speech. Why would you even use that as an example? How the hell is child pornography free speech? It's not. That's criminal. We've decided, our society has decided that having sex with children and exploiting them naked in pictures and stuff like that is criminal. I think most people can agree with it. If you've got any respect towards a child, you can agree with that. But if you don't have respect for a child, well, then, yeah, you're going to argue. But those people aren't very – there's not that many of them. Not near as many as the people that would, obviously. I mean, it's natural. You can't be doing that to children. It's a natural thought that that would be criminal. You can't be doing that to kids. That's not free speech, Mr. Schumer. Could you learn what free speech is? Your fat mouth getting up in front of your base, running your yap off and all this crap, that's free speech. Even though you've lied on every single one of these cuts, and I got one more cut, which is the most disgusting of all the cuts. That's free speech. Shouting fire in a crowded theater is not speech. That has nothing to do with freedom of speech. Jesus, God, and child pornography? Come on. Oh, their base is eating it up. This is how they think. However it's going to benefit them, that's the only way they need to think. Has nothing to do with the reality, has nothing to do with the facts, has nothing to do with the evidence, has nothing to do with the law. Just how it's going to benefit us. Forget about the American people. We don't need to worry about that. We're the American people. Come on. We'll just go out there and tell the American people that we're fighting for them. We're going to fight for that middle class. Really? How about fighting for that lower class? What about them? There's a lot more now. What used to be in the middle class are now in the lower class. They're not fighting for any class anyway. They're fighting for themselves. And we keep voting these bastards in so they can fight more for themselves. These are self-inflicted wounds that we have, America. Every cut, every abrasion, every broken bone that we have is self-inflicted. We did this. Voting for this crap time after time after time after time after time again. We also fell asleep. We allowed our governors, we allowed our representatives, we allowed our senators, we allowed our presidents, we allowed our government agencies to just simply run roughshod over us. And when we realized that we were in pain, now we want to stand up and fight. Well, yeah, I'm not saying we shouldn't fight. We have to. We have to do it now. But we have to stay awake. We can't go to sleep anymore. We can't blink. We have to stay awake 24/7, which means, yeah, I know, we're going to have to get off the couch every once in a while. We're going to have to actually fight for things. If you want to keep your freedom, you're going to have to fight for it. Otherwise, you don't deserve it, and you will lose it. Not can or may, but will, and you will lose it. Let's get this last cut under the way so I don't have to toss up my breakfast anymore.
I'd like to say to Justice Kennedy, I was once in an elevator with him alone, and I was so tempted, but you're not supposed to say anything about
any case. Oh, shut up.
This wasn't even a pending case to a Supreme Court judge. But what I'd like to say to him, and I think I can say it publicly, do you know how you're ruining democracy in this country in a sort of guise of improving free speech? I don't think the Koch brothers lack for free speech.
What are you doing, Mr. Schumer? You are ruining this country in the guise of free speech. What the hell is the matter with you? I mean, see what I'm talking about? This was what I was talking about, the most disgusting of them all. They come out there and do all these things and blame you for it, so they don't get the blame for it. I know, it's that same old adage, ye who smelt it, dealt it. Well, your base may be stupid enough, Mr. Schumer, to continue to believe you and to keep buying your snake oil, but the American people aren't anymore. We're done with it. All right? And we need more people to wake up. And that means, yeah, that means when you're in the line at the stupid market and you got some jackass up there talking about how great Obama is. Oh, Obama, Obama, Obama. Oh, yeah. I hate the Constitution. Where's the flag? Let me burn it. You got to set them straight. Obama told his base to get into our mushes. Get into their mush. Let them know. Look, you don't like freedom? Get the hell out. All right. Let's move on here. Let's open up my treasure chest here and see what kind of booty we can plunder this morning. Good God. All right. We got John Boehner's disgusting interview last night on Megyn Kelly. I stayed up all night trying to watch this stupid thing, and it was awful. It was a waste of time. But we got to cover it anyway. There's some things in there that we got to hit on. We got to cover it. We got to cover it, so we're going to do it. GOP helps the Obamacare succeed while touting repeal. I know. This is what they do. And this goes along with John Boehner's interview last night. And she did actually ask him some tough questions, but not really. They're not really that tough. Feds move in on Nevada ranchers' herd over illegal grazing. It's starting. This is Agenda 21. It's starting. It's starting. Wait till you find out. Again, you know, hey, private property, that's not sustainable. Commercial agriculture, not just farmlands, pastures, grazing of livestock, not sustainable. And they're going to do anything and everything they can to whittle away this American and that American. They're going one at a time. And they're coming to you next. You don't believe it. Oh, they can't do that to me. They'll never do that to me. That's just what I watch on television. Yeah, that's what they all say until it happens to them. What the hell is this now? Al Sharpton's secret work as an FBI informant? What the hell? Well, first of all, to be an informant, don't you have to be a part of the group? If you're going to be a mafia informant for the FBI, don't you have to be a part of the mafia? Don't you have to be in cahoots with them a little bit? I mean, you can't be a member, obviously. Al Sharpton doesn't exactly look Italian. Don't you have to have some kind of cahoots with him? So what was he doing mixed up with the mafia in the first place? You want to talk about crooked. This guy has always been crooked. He's a pimp. Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, they're pimps. They are pimps. And they're using their people that give them money. That's their whores. These people are disgusting what they're doing. I don't understand why intelligent black people would follow these guys. Why they would give them their money. They're rabble-rousers. They're pimps. They're not doing any good for anybody. They're doing good for themselves. Al Sharpton's walking around with his $2,000 suits. Jesse Jackson the same way. They benefit. They're billionaires, these guys. But how about the people that they're supposed to be fighting for? Yeah, they're still stuck in a shack. Can't find a job. Even if they did find a job, it would be at minimum wage. You can't raise a family on that. So who are you helping, Mr. Sharpton and Mr. Jackson? You're not helping your so-called people. You're helping yourselves. That's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. I got no respect for them, too. None. I don't have respect for any of these people anymore. Nobody. Oh, look at this now. Vandals are flipping over smart cars in San Francisco. Oh, I'm sorry. I just found that funny this morning. I mean, I know it's not funny. It's not. But one side was trying to blame this on the haves and the have-nots because they were tipping over these smart cars and they're putting them on their nose and putting them on their butts and flipping them over on their sides. They're pretty funny pictures. But they interviewed one guy and he said, what are you talking about, the haves and the have-nots? First of all, these smart cars are cheap, and that's not what this is about, but they're trying to create that. They're trying to create that the haves and the have-nots, so everybody hates the Koch brothers. And liberals think. I don't know where they get this idea from, but they think that anybody who's Republican is rich. They think everybody in the Tea Party is rich. The Tea Party's not rich. Just to let you know, people that are in the Tea Party are not the rich people. Just to let you know. Just to let you know. By the way, there's more rich Democrats than there are rich Republicans. Those are facts. But you can't tell that to a Democrat. Because, hey, their college professor said it. And you can't argue with a college professor. Because they've got a piece of paper with their name on it. It says right there, PhD. They're a doctor. They're a doctor of stupid. I just think it's funny. First of all, those smart cars. Why would you want to drive one of those stupid cars anyway? I mean, my God, a kid on a skateboard runs into you and you're dead. It's a lawnmower. What the hell? And not only that, they're ugly. They're ugly cars. If you want to buy one, you like them. You want to buy it? Fine, buy it. I don't find them very safe. You get in an accident, you're done. There's nothing there to protect you. There's nothing there. And I'd like to know how the hell these people in San Francisco are going to continue charging their little smart cars up when the coal industry is getting further and further away, becoming completely obsolete. Where are they going to get their electricity from? Well, we'll just tax the Koch brothers. Yeah, they won't get it. Oh, okay. Now look at this now. Olympians say selfies were stopped at the White House. You can't take a selfie in the White House. See, this is what third world countries do. You're not allowed to take pictures anywhere. Now, when I was overseas in the Middle East, there were places and people that we were not allowed to take pictures of. Of course, I did. Women in those burqas were covered. You know, they're all covered, look like little black ghosts. Well, I took pictures of them. I know I wasn't supposed to, but I snuck around and... And I'm sure if I did get caught, yeah, I'd probably still be in their jail. But I did it anyway. Big whoop. What are you going to do? But those are those countries. That's not America. You can't take a selfie with the president. The selfie can take selfies. I mean, the president can take selfies, but just you can't do it. I mean, why are they so concerned with taking pictures in this White House? I don't understand that. You can't get the media to come in to take a picture. They got their own private photographer. He's the only person that can take pictures of the president. Nobody else can. Why? For what? I don't get it. Who are you trying to protect, and what are you trying to protect? What the hell's the deal with that? I don't know. Who cares? If I was an Olympian, I wouldn't have gone to the White House. I'd have said, nah. I don't need to meet him. Put a real president in there, yeah, and then we'll talk. But until then, nah. All right, let's get into this top story here. This is in Nevada. It's a rancher who, as far as I know, this man and his family has been on this ranch since the 1800s. For 20 years, a tough-as-leather Nevada rancher and the federal government have been locked in a bitter range war over cattle grazing rights. Wait till you find out what their real excuse is for this. You're going to flip. But you're not going to be surprised because they do this crap all the time. We know we can't get water in California, so the farmers can, well, raise their crops. We can't have that, see, because farming and farmlands and pastures and that kind of stuff, that's not sustainable. So we got to get rid of that now. We've got to be compliant with Agenda 21. So we can't use that irrigation now to water these crops so these farmers can make a living and the rest of the country can eat because of a smelt. Well, look, I'm one of these kinds of guys. I do love nature. I love animals. I don't see any reason to unnecessarily kill animals just to kill them. I don't see any reason to unnecessarily destroy the environment just to destroy it. There's no reason for it. I don't know anybody who does. I've never met one person that wants to do that. I don't know who these people are. But there are ways, if you really, really want to save that stupid smell, there are ways to save the smell. And it doesn't take much brain power to figure it out. Look, if you gotta move the damn smelt to another stream, then do it. Fish are fish. They'll live in water. That stream is not a special stream. The smelt can live in other waters. But even if you do tap that water, you can figure out a way to tap that water without sucking up the stupid smelt and killing them. And if you can't, well, then, you know, find something else to do with your time. Stop wasting mine. Jesus Christ. This weekend, confrontation got worse when the feds hired contract cowboys now. I wonder what agency they work for. Contract cowboys. God, I mean, this government is way out of control. These people are pathetic. They started seizing Clive Bundy's cattle, or Cliven Bundy's, which have been grazing on public land managed by the Bureau of Land Management. While the government officials brought a show of force that included dozens of armed agents. Imagine that. They need dozens of armed agents and SUVs and helicopters. You really need helicopters for this. Don't you going a little bit overboard here, guys? Yeah, you are. Mr. Bundy, 67, you got to get that age in there. We can't progress this story now. We got to get those reporters to put that age in there. Again, with the age, reporters, stop. I don't need to know the man's age. It has nothing to do with the goddamn story. Stop putting this crap in here. Learn how to frickin' write. Just get to the meat. We got problems all over this country. We can't even get a goddamn reporter to write a frickin' story. No wonder we don't know what the hell's going on with Benghazi and Fast and Furious and the IRS. No wonder. We can't get anybody to write. We can't get anybody to ask any questions. We can't get anybody to do anything anymore. Everybody wants to sit on their ass and gimme, gimme, gimme. Yeah, gimme this. Bundy, who has been a rancher all of his life, accuses the Bureau of Land Management of stampeding on his rights. This is a lot bigger deal than my cows, Mr. Bundy said. It's a statement of freedom and liberty and the Constitution. Well, we don't have freedom anymore. We don't have liberty. And I don't know what the hell you're talking about, a Constitution. I don't know what the hell this guy's talking about. Does anybody else know what he's talking about? Freedom. There they go with that F word, the L word, and the C word. This guy's got a filthy mouth, this Mr. Bundy. Mr. Bundy 67. The fight involved 600,000-acre area under Bureau of Land Management called Gold Butte near the Utah border. The vast and rugged land is habitat of protected desert tortoise. That's what this is all about, a frickin' turtle. And the land has been off limits for cattle since 1998. Gotta save that turtle. 5 years before that, when grazing was legal, Bundy stopped paying federal fees for the right. For more than two decades, cattle have been grazed illegally on public lands in Northeast Clark County. This is coming from the Bureau of Land Management. The Bureau of Land Management have made repeated attempts to resolve this matter administratively. Oh, I'm sure they have. With helicopters and armed guards and SUVs. Impoundment of cattle illegally grazing on public lands is an option of last resort. But Bundy said that he has grazed cattle on the land for decades, and his father and father's father did long before his 100,000 cattle roamed the area. He has long defied orders from bureaucrats, says he is hell-bent on running him out of business. That's exactly what they're doing. They're doing everything they can to run you out of business, Mr. Bundy. Just before the roundup, so this guy's been on this land forever. But because the EPA found some turtle, and now they gotta stop grazing of livestock because, you know, that's eating meat. You're not allowed to eat meat. Because you gotta kill an animal to eat. Well, yeah, we're humans. I'm sorry, but we gotta kill animals in order to eat. Sharks gotta kill animals to eat. Bears gotta kill animals to eat. Even that stupid little smelt has got to kill little animals to eat. He eats bugs. How about that turtle? You think that turtle doesn't kill any animals? I'm sure, you know, probably eats leaves. But aren't plants alive? Oh, they don't have a face. That's why it's okay to eat a plant, because it doesn't have a face. See, if it's got a face, that means you can't kill it. Who the hell knows with these people? Good God. Just before the roundup began this weekend, Mr. Bundy said the federal agents surrounded his 150-acre ranch. His son was arrested on Sunday in an incident involving the agents. He probably told them to go to hell and get off the damn property. So they got to point their guns at him, show how big and tough they are. Look at me. I got a badge, I got a gun, and I got handcuffs. I'm big and tough. No, you're not. You're a jerk. They've been bringing men in and equipment and setting up the compound. They got to bring it in, just like that guy who had those artifacts. You got to bring the FBI involved. Bring them all in. Confiscate everything until we decide whether this man has got all these artifacts are legal or not. Well, we got a little thing called the Fourth Amendment, and you have to show due cause, probable cause. And you have to prove that this stuff is illegal before you can take it. I don't even know why I even quote that Constitution anymore. Nobody seems to want to use it. They got snipers around the ranch, he says. Snipers. Imagine that. You need snipers around a ranch. His access to the public lands have been blocked. Yeah, these are cows just going and grazing. That's all they're doing. Bundy said he worried that the Bureau of Land Management might try to turn the situation into another Waco or Ruby Ridge. I would not be a bit surprised. If they've already done this much, that's exactly what they will do. Federal officials said that the Bureau of Land Management enforcement agents, they need to be enforcement agents. Everybody's got to be a law enforcement agent. Government agencies are not designed to be law enforcement agencies. The EPA is designed to make recommendations. The Bureau of Land Management, you're not designed to go out there. No, that's not your job. You get the law enforcement to do that. I don't think any government agencies, I'm going to be honest, I really believe that no government agency should be allowed to carry a gun, period. They should not be in the law enforcement business. If you're a law enforcement business, that's what you do. The FBI, that's all they do. They arrest people. They arrest people federally. That's a law enforcement agency. The EPA is not a law enforcement agency. The Bureau of Land Management is not a law enforcement agency. But everybody, now they're trying to get the post office to have frickin' guns. So now the post office can arrest you. What, you didn't put the right stamp on your letter? You got to go to jail now? You got to get shot because you argued with the postman? No, this is the right stamp. No, it isn't. Boom! My God. Everybody's got to be the little tyrant again. And I know, trickle-down tyranny. It's what it is. Everybody's got to be a little tyrant. Well, I want to be a tyrant. I want to go to some of these people. I'm going to tyrannize them.
When threats are made that could jeopardize the safety of the American people, the contractors of our personnel, we have the responsibility to provide law enforcement to account for their safety. There was no threat. What threat? What threat? No drop of human blood is worth spilling over any cow. This is coming from a sheriff. This Mr. Bundy went to the county sheriff, Mr. Doug Gillespie. And it looks like this sheriff is pretty much staying out of it. He doesn't really want to get involved in it. And the wife says, well, wait a minute. We're not pointing guns at anyone. And they're not. They're ranching. But we're sure getting a lot of guns pointed at us. So why do you need to point a gun at these people if they're not pointing guns at you? Because their cows are grazing. That they've been grazing since, what has he got? Oh, here it is. The trouble started when Bundy stopped paying grazing fees in 1993. He said he didn't have to because his Mormon ancestors worked on the land since the 1880s, giving him rights to the land. So this is a land dispute. He says, we own this land, not the feds. He said he's willing to pay grazing fees, but only to Clark County and not to the Bureau of Land Management. So it looks like he's trying to make at least some kind of concession here. And I wouldn't pay to the Bureau of Land Management either. Screw them. But this is all about a tortoise. And there's plants. Despite having no legal right to do so, cattle from Mr. Bundy's ranch have continued to graze throughout the Gold Butte area. Competing with tortoises for food, hindering the ability of plants to recover from extensive wildfires, trampling rare plants, and damaging ancient Indian cultural sites. Cows are really big at starting forest fires. They've done that. Yeah, those cows, boy, you got to be careful. They'll start a wildfire on you real quick. I doubt very seriously that the tortoises are going to be out of food because of the cows. There's enough acreage for everybody. And trampling on rare plants, come on, oh, stop. Take the plant up, plant it somewhere else, and leave it alone, and shut up about it. There's ways to work this stuff out. But see, liberals don't want to work it out. They just get something in their head, and this is the way it's going to be, and that's the way it is. They don't seem to care about anything else. Only thing they see is what's on top, just the surface of everything. They only want to see that sweet cream on top. They flat refuse to scrape it off and check out that sour milk underneath. Because if they do, they're going to have to actually do something. And they're going to have to admit that they were wrong. And we can't do that. We can't admit that we were wrong. We're Democrats. We're not wrong. It's the Koch brothers. It's the Republicans. They're the ones that are wrong. They're the ones that hate, not us. They don't hate. Then why is private property considered not sustainable? Why is the family unit not considered sustainable? Abortion. They love abortion. Now every health care plan must come equipped with an abortion. And you don't hate. Really. Farmlands, pastures, and grazing of livestock. How is that not hate? You're taking the ability away from human beings to eat, to live. How is that not hate? I don't know. Getting rid of the family unit? How is that not hate? Huh? The family unit is not sustainable. So if you get rid of the family unit, is that love? I don't find that love. Maybe I got a different definition of love, but it's hard for me to put my arms around that one. All right. Let's get into this now. God almighty, I didn't want to, but I have to. We have to. John Boehner was on last night with Megyn Kelly, which sometimes she can be on and a lot of times she can be off. I mean, I don't know. I'm just sick of everybody. I shouldn't even be bitching. I'm just sick of everybody. And that's not the way I really am.
And that's not the way I want to be. I'm tired of being sick of people. That's what I'm really sick of. I'm sick and tired of having to be sick and tired of these people. God damn it. So John Boehner comes up there acting all big and tough, pounding his chest, acting like he's the king ape on campus. He says, shut up, Mr. Boehner. We've heard these same pitiful sound bites of yours over and over and over again, and they're meaningless. They offer nothing. So here's John Boehner. This is the first thing out of his mouth last night.
When this story first broke, I asked the question, or someone asked me the question, well, who should be fired? I said, well, I don't care who's going to be fired. I want to know who's going to jail.
I should have actually talked about this before I played it. He was talking about the IRS and Lois Lerner. There is another committee meeting tomorrow, and then there's another one on Thursday. And then they got to take this information and wait and get a vote in the House before they file contempt charges on this woman. I mean, this is ridiculous. We still got an attorney general in contempt. Where's that? Well, it's in the courts. And it's going to stay there. It'll be there forever. I'm sick and tired of contempt. What the hell does that mean? If you're going to put somebody in contempt, you have to follow up with it. But they don't, and why should they? That's right. You have to do something. You're going to hold them in contempt? Throw them in jail. If I'm in contempt, don't I go to jail? Yeah. How about you out there listening? If you get in contempt, don't you go to jail? Yeah. You don't need several committee hearings and subcommittee hearings and then a vote by frickin' Congress to decide whether you're in contempt. You're either in contempt or you're not. And that hospital, that Boston Children's Hospital, who was supposed to release Justina Pelletier, by the judge's orders, which they didn't, now they would be in contempt. But are they? No. They tried to put the family in contempt because they went on network television to talk about their daughter that they haven't seen in over a year and her health is deteriorating. These people need to be in contempt. But the hospital who went against their judge's orders to let the family have their daughter back, they're not in contempt. What does that even mean anymore? What does contempt mean anymore? Obviously has no meaning. It's just another word. Constitution, just another piece of paper. That's all it is. Just got some words on it. Looks, you know, it's pretty, you know. Yeah, a lot of papers and a lot of words and, you know, a lot of good stuff on here, but it's meaningless. It does absolutely nothing. If we're not going to follow it, what the hell? Maybe I should make up my own rules. If the Democrats can make up their own rules, why can't I? I'm going to live my life my way. I'm going to decide myself. I've got a pen, too, and I'm holding it in my hand. I got a pen and a pencil. And look at this. I even got a phone on my desk. How about that? God damn, I'm equipped. I'm ready for war now. Let's go, Mr. Obama. Pen on pen. Let's fight it out. Huh? Come on. You put your man, your little mom jeans on. Let's duke it out. Pen on pen. A meeting of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Oh, enough with the committees. They're going to consider her in contempt on Thursday. And then they got to bring it to the House to vote. I mean... And he started talking about, well, when I first took this case, I'm not worried about this. I'm worried about who's going to jail. Well, it doesn't look like you're doing anything to put this woman in jail. She should already be in jail. She was in contempt. What's that, 3 months ago this happened? When the hell was that? It was like 3-4 months ago. It was a long time ago. Why is the attorney general not in jail of what he did with Fast and Furious? Illegally allowing guns to go into the hands of the Mexican drug cartels, all for a scheme to blame the American people for having guns so they can make more laws against the Second Amendment. against the American people. And the president didn't fire him for that, which means that the president is complicit in it. So why isn't the president in jail? Why isn't the president and the former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, why aren't they in jail for Benghazi? And that CIA, the acting agent, what the hell was his name? Mueller, whatever his name is, Michael, whatever. Who cares what his stupid name is? Not Mueller, not Mueller. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Who cares? It was Mike something. Who gives a damn? Why aren't they in jail? Because they won an election. They're special people. See what I mean? And then when you get appointed by a person who won an election, well, you're special too. You're a special, special person. Don't talk to me about you wanting to put people in jail, Mr. Boehner, unless you're serious, unless you actually are actually doing it. Because I don't want to hear it. I'd love to see these people go to jail because they deserve it. Of what they did, I know I would go to jail for just one-tenth of what these people did. So I don't mind calling for them to go to jail. But if you're going to say something like that, Mr. Boehner, then back it up. Back it up or shut it up, because I'm sick and tired of listening to this crap. But you see, before that, the House Ways and Means Committee is going to meet tomorrow to prepare a letter. They got to meet to prepare a letter to the Justice Department. The Justice Department. The very Justice Department that we've been talking about. Who's in contempt for Fast and Furious. These idiots are going to write a letter to this same man. You know goddamn good and well is going to take the letter and roll it up and smoke it. He's not going to do anything with it. Why are we farting around with this? That's what I'd like to know. Why are we screwing around with going through these procedures? And Mr. Gaudia, again, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. But no more courts. It's time to impeach. We've got to set the precedent. We've got to make an example out of somebody. And the only way to do it is to impeach. And let the American people know, and let all the politicians know, that if you're going to play with fire, you are going to get burned. And it's okay to do that. It's okay to fire somebody. It's okay to set an example. Look what they did. Look what this government's been doing. Believe me, it's okay to impeach these people. It's okay. They can suffer a little bit. They've made you suffer long enough. You think maybe they can take a little suffering? They won't get hurt. But they should be impeached. Period. It's past time for any more goddamn committees. No more committees. You want a committee? How about a grand jury? That's a committee. How about that? Put them in a grand jury. Then throw them in a cell. It's where they belong. So they're going to meet Wednesday to prepare a letter to the Justice Department, which will go absolutely nowhere, citing that there's possible criminal activity by Ms. Lerner. Possible? What do you mean possible? It's not possible. It is. Don't give me this possible criminal activity. Benghazi. Possible criminal activity? Let me refresh your memory. They allowed the enemy to attack and allowed the enemy to continue attack. And how do we know that? Well, there was not one but two orders to stand down troops that were ready and loaded and right there on the tarmac, and all they had to do was get up in the air and go save these guys. But they were told to stand down not once but twice. That's treason. Treason is criminal. There's no possible criminal activity by Ms. Lerner. There is criminal activity. Formal notice was given Monday night. Oh, formal notice. What the hell does that mean? I mean, one empty word after another. Aren't you sick of that crap? Aren't you sick of empty words? I know I am. Empty committees, empty words, empty sound bites, empty this, empty that. Everything's empty. Empty, 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 empty. Formal notice was given Monday night by the committee to Attorney Eric Holder about the referral for possible criminal prosecution of Lerner based on evidence the committee has uncovered in the course of investigation of the IRS abuses.
The American people know it.
Everybody knows it. Why are you going through these formalities? Eric Holder knows it. It wouldn't be a bit surprised if Eric Holder wasn't involved in it. But you're going to give a man who's supposedly in contempt of Congress, you're going to give him a letter to go to work that so he will file criminal charges on Lois Lerner. I mean, this is a joke. This is a waste of frickin' time. What the hell? You've already got the Attorney General is in contempt of Congress for lying to Congress. So they're going to send a letter, a formal letter, not just a regular letter, but a formal letter, to the man who's in contempt of Congress. So this man who is left upside down in one way and the other and flat refused to have anything to do will do absolutely nothing to prosecute anybody on the left. Oh, really? He won't. Oh, so who did he prosecute on the left? Was it those Black Panthers there in 2008? Oh, that's right. He dismissed that case. There wasn't enough evidence. All that videotape of them intimidating people with big, huge sticks in their hands, that wasn't enough evidence for this guy. And you're going to get this guy now, you want to get him to file criminal charges against Lois Lerner? I mean, this is a joke. Again, Mr. Gowdy, you see what you're going to be up against when you try to take the president to court? You see what you're up against? It's ridiculous. The Congress has the power to impeach, and they just need to exercise it. Do it. I really wasn't a big fan with impeaching Clinton, even though I couldn't stand Bill Clinton. And did he lie to Congress? Okay, yeah, but he lied about sex. I thought that there was plenty of other things if they wanted to impeach Clinton on, they could have impeached him on. But this whole stain in the blue dress, that was a waste of time. I'm sorry, but that was a waste of time. I've never liked Bill Clinton. I've never supported him. I've never liked his wife. I would have loved to seen him be impeached, but I want to see the president, any president, impeached for the right reasons. These are all the right reasons. My God, we can go on for hours what this man has done and what this entire administration has done, that they all deserve to be impeached. These are real reasons. Staining a blue dress, not exactly a real reason to impeach a president. I'm sorry. It's not. He was a creep. He's always going to be a creep and always will be a creep. Now, we still haven't heard very much on this this island that Mr. Bill Clinton was on with this pervert with all these underage girls. You think we're ever going to hear anything on that? No. Why? Well, we don't have enough responsible media. We don't have anybody out there that's going to actually ask the questions and go up and take on Bill Clinton. Because he was a Democratic president. We can't do that. We can find out the age of Mr. Bundy, but we can't find out the age of these young girls that Mr. Clinton was having sex with. And yeah, we got a responsible media, all right. Yeah, we sure do. He said at the Ways and Means Committee's Wednesday session, they will go over this letter that they have put together outlining the names of taxpayers who have been harmed and aggrieved and lay out a case for how Mrs. Lerner misled the committee. Well, how about laying out how Ms. Lerner misled the American people? Screw your stupid committee. I want to know how she screwed the American people. I mean, the IRS, your taxes, targeting American people. Tea Party organizations, those are American people. And you're worried about, I mean, this is a joke. It's a goddamn joke. Mr. Gowdy, again, I love you, but screw the no more committees, guys. Come on. Come on, Congress, enough. Let's do what needs to be done. We're running out of time here. By the time you actually get anything done, this man's going to be out of office and everything is going to be completely screwed. You had a perfect opportunity to fight this stupid Obamacare when the government was shut down, but you couldn't wait to surrender and accept a multi-billion dollar pork sandwich to build some goddamn bridge in Kentucky. Did the American people win on that one? Huh, Mr. Boehner? Huh, Mr. McConnell? The American people win on that? Huh? I don't know anybody who won on that. We got to get going here. We're running out of time. Get the stupid cut number two out of the way. Go.
2 years ago, you guys went after Eric Holder. He was held in contempt because he wasn't producing information, all of it, in connection with Fast and Furious, this gun-running thing. That's still held up in the courts.
It's still in the courts.
When you refer these things out to the courts, or you refer them out to the DOJ, what confidence can the American people have that there's going to be any end to it? There's going to be a resolution.
I'm a big believer in transparency and accountability. The American people have a right to know what happened with regard to Fast and Furious, what happened at the IRS, what happened at Benghazi. And there's no one more serious about getting to the bottom of this than I am.
Okay, but you're...
Oh, my God! No one's more serious than you of getting to the bottom of this. Really? Transparent and accountable. Again, do you hear these words from this man? Did anybody believe this crap? How can you? You can't. I mean, this is pathetic. Oh, I'm a firm believer in transparency and accountability. Really, Mr. Boehner? If you're so transparent, why didn't you tell us when you didn't fund Obamacare and you sent the budget up to the Senate and they shut the government down? Why didn't you be transparent and tell us that you were just going to do this just to make yourself look big and tough, and it was only a matter of time before you were going to surrender? See, that would have been transparent. Even though we knew what the hell you were going to do, it was only a matter of time. Everybody called it. Everybody called it. It's before the government was even shut down. We knew that it was only a matter of time before you would cave. Nobody's more serious about getting to the bottom of this than me. Really? You're the Speaker of the House. You could have gotten to the bottom of a lot of crap. You've been Speaker of the House for what, over 3 years now? What have you gotten to the bottom of? Another goddamn bottle? So now the GOP, there is a story on Drudge, and he got in a little pissing contest, I guess, with Mr. Drudge. And we got a couple more sound bites on that here. They do what they always do. They go out there and they vote for cloture, and then they vote against the bill so they can get it passed. So they can tell their base that they didn't vote for something that they actually did vote for. Well, now there's a part in the Obamacare that is something to do with the cap. We'll find it here. But they're helping the small businesses. So the small businesses can actually – so there's no cap. So people who've got – they can get a lower deductible for their health insurance, their employees. And if they've got health insurance, a private health insurance bank accounts, if you want to call it that. But they're accounts. So if you get sick, they've got money in there and they can pay for it out of their own pocket. Well, this allows now – these small businesses to allow their employees to do that, which Obamacare took that out. So what they're doing is the Republicans are helping the small businesses, and they're doing everything they can to fix Obamacare so it will work. Well, if you want to repeal it, you don't fix it, you repeal it. And that's what Mr. Drudge was arguing with you, Mr. Boehner, but you don't seem to want to understand that. Because he doesn't want Obamacare to be repealed, then he's not going to make very much money. I don't have any proof. I'm making the pure accusation. I say that right up front. I'm not actually pointing the finger and accusing him of actually doing this. I'm speculating. Complete speculation, period. I do know that it's just speculation. But the evidence does point to something. Why you would come out and say you're fighting for it when you're really not tells me that you've got to have some kind of investments in something. Because if you really were determined, Mr. Boehner, if you were really transparent and accountable, and no one is more dedicated than you to get rid of Obamacare, we would have it gone. You would have held the line, and you would have said only one magic word, no. But you didn't. You said, thank you, sir. May I have another? That's what you said. And you couldn't wait to surrender. Could not wait. And you wonder why we're upset with you, Mr. Boehner. And you wonder why people don't take you seriously. Well, I didn't take this interview last night seriously. I didn't take one damn word this guy said seriously. So at the prodding of business organizations, House Republicans quietly, this is another thing. I should have read this before I tried to talk about something I'm really not that familiar with. But this is what happens when you start talking about Democrats. You start to turn into them. And that's what they do. They talk about stuff they have no idea what the hell they're talking about, but yet they're doing the most talking. So let's get to the real truth here. The evidence, the meat. At the prodding of business organizations, House Republicans quietly secured a recent change in President Barack Obama's health law to expand coverage choices, a one-of-a-kind departure from dozens of high-decibel attempts to repeal or dismember it. Democrats described the change involving small business coverage options as a straightforward improvement of the type they are eager to make. See, Republicans are now out there trying to repair Obamacare and fix it under the guise of helping out small businesses. You want to help out the small businesses? Do what you can to repeal the bill, period. It's not an act. It's a bill. It was not passed legally. It's a bill. That's how you're going to help the small businesses. But when you keep them, when you put these little tiny fixes here and there and everywhere where you can, you're not helping them. You're just making the pain more. And you're making it last longer. You want to get rid of it? You get rid of it. You had a perfect opportunity to get rid of it and you refused. And now you want to do something? Well, I don't believe you. I don't know anybody who does believe you. Who does believe you? Who believes anybody in Congress anymore, both Republican or Democrat? Obama signed it into law. Republicans are loath to agree, given the strong sentiment among the rank and file that the only fix the law deserves is a burial. That's right. First you must burn it, then bury it. Maybe you say it helps, but it really helps a small businessman. Mr. Phil Rowe from Tennessee said, one of several physician lawmakers among Republicans and an advocate of repeal. Well, you're not an advocate of repeal. You either repeal it, you don't fix it. A repeal is to get rid of it. A fix means you want to keep it, but you want to fix it. Well, there's too many fixes. You can't fix it. These little fixes are only designed for short-term gain, meaning, oh, God, that Obama's really working for me. I'm going to go to that voting booth and vote for them Democrats. Oh, that John Boehner, he's really out there working for me, isn't he? He's out there with that small businesses and trying to give them a break. Well, I'm going to vote Republican for that. You're not helping anybody. The only way you're going to help anybody is to get rid of this stupid bill, period. Don't fix it. That's what the American people are upset about. Then why are you fixing this? You're fixing it means that you want to keep it, but you just want to fix it. It means you want to keep it. The American people don't want to keep it. And you're going to talk about transparency? How is that transparency, Mr. Boehner? Knowing full well that you don't want to repeal it. You're making too much money off of it. Why do you want to repeal it? And you're going to talk to me about transparency and accountability, and nobody's more dedicated to fight than you? You make me sick. and I liked you. This is what breaks my freaking heart. And Issa, he broke my heart too. All these guys are breaking my heart. I can't put any faith in these people anymore, any of them. I want to keep my faith in Trey Gowdy, but it's only a matter of time before he's going to bend me over and screw me too. I hope he doesn't. He doesn't seem like that kind of guy would do it. But, I mean, I didn't think any of these other guys were going to do it. I never thought Daryl Issa was going to do it either. He screwed me. So, I mean, I don't know now. I want to put my faith and trust in the government. I want to put my faith and trust in my school system. I want to put my faith and trust in my law enforcement. But how can you? How can we? How can I possibly put my faith and trust in people that are just going to turn around and screw me? You can't. I mean, look, you can take a screw on from time to time, but after a while, you have to stand up for yourself and say, wait a minute. Every time I put my faith in this person over here, they screw me. I'm not going to do that anymore. And if I continue to do it, then I deserve to get screwed. Well, I don't deserve to get screwed. And I'm standing up, and I don't care who you are. I'm standing up. You're standing up. A lot of American people are standing up. And the more of us that do stand, well, the stronger we're going to be, the bigger we're going to be, the more powerful we're going to be. And again, we do hold the power in this country. We hold it with the vote. They haven't taken that away yet. I know they're doing everything they can to cheat when they come to vote. They're having people, they've already got the elections already predetermined. We've got voting fraud rampant in this country. And we have an attorney general who thinks that it's racist they're actually an American citizen, that they can actually vote and make sure that they don't vote more than once. In the Middle East, they dip your finger in ink to prove that you vote. We need to do something like that. We definitely need to do something like that to keep people from voting 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 times. And then when you get out of jail for a week, you get a grant. I'd be in favor for that. I'm definitely in favor for ID to vote. You got to make sure that you're an actual citizen. And you got to make sure that you're not dead. How many dead people vote? I mean, that's ridiculous. Come on. Come on. Come on. But I'm definitely in favor of putting ink in the thumb like they do overseas. We don't have to definitely put ink in it, but we need to do something. Something like that to prove that you've already voted so you can't vote more than once. We're there. I didn't think that we would ever get to that point, but we are at that point. We're right there now. But see, liberals don't like that because they want to be able to cheat. That's the only way they can win elections is by cheating. I still think that Mitt Romney won that election. Those three states, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Virginia, did not legitimately go to Barack Obama. They went to Mitt Romney. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if that Terry McAuliffe, if that election wasn't stolen too. I don't trust these people. I don't trust any of these people. We need to do something with our vote. Look, that's one of the most precious rights that we have is our vote. That you talk about freedom of speech, Mr. Schumer, about limiting freedom of speech. That's right there. The vote is your freedom of speech. And when you people take it away from us, because you have people who aren't supposed to vote 10 times. Dead people that aren't supposed to vote, they seem to vote 10 times. You took away those people's freedom of speech, Mr. Schumer. So don't you dare even think about trying to lecture me about freedom of speech. I'm not going to sit here and listen to that. All right, let's get this other cut out of the way. Jesus, God. We're almost done here, kids. We're going to get there. We're going to get through it. I told you we're going to get through this stuff today. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to do it. Let's go with this third one. Go ahead.
You got into a weird online argument with Matt Drudge of the Drudge Report this weekend, where he suggested that the House Republicans had expanded Obamacare with a, it's called a voice vote, last week. And a voice vote is controversial because it doesn't really require everybody to go on record, I gather. You came out and said, we didn't expand Obamacare. Here's the bottom line. I trust Chris Dierwalt of Fox News. What he says is conservatives are mad over this House-passed fix because it mitigates some of Obamacare's damage to small businesses. And in essence, what you've done is allowed Democrats to, and I quote, crow that they have finally broken the GOP blockade. Did you give on something you shouldn't have given on?
Our goal all the way through this is to protect the American people from the awful effects of this law and to continue to work to try to force the president's hand more often. We're not going to win as many of those fights as we'd like, but we're going to win some of them.
You think the GOP?
No. That's a wrong friggin' attitude. Well, we're not going to win as many fights as we'd like to, but we're going to win. No, we're going to win all of them. That's the attitude that I want out of you, Mr. Boehner. I mean, if you're going to go in, look, if an athlete goes into the stadium, we're not going to win, but I'm going to go out there and, you know, give it my best. You think he's going to win? Think he's got a shot to win? Hell no. Hell no. This is another cloture vote. Another, I'm fighting for the middle class and I'm fighting for my base while I'm fighting for the other side to win. Jesus God Almighty. I mean, this is what, again, I know people, they think that I'm angry. This isn't anger. This is frustration. Again, angry is mean. Anger is, if I was really angry, there'd be a lot of dead people right now. Seriously. With much frustration as I have in here, if that was to turn to anger, there'd be a lot of dead people. But I don't have that in me. I don't want it in me. I don't know where the hell it is if it's in me. If it's in me somewhere, I want the son of a bitch out of me. And I want it out now. But I don't have it in me. I'm not angry. I'm frustrated. And when I got to get lied to again and again and again and again, I'm going to get frustrated. I'm going to raise my voice. I'm going to cuss. I'm going to throw things. I'm going to break my pencils. Good God. This last month, I have gone through this huge box of pencils. I bought this huge box. I was at one of those Costco stores. I was with a friend of mine. It wasn't Costco. It was another one of those bookstores. I got this big, huge, freaking thing of pencils. And I said, well, you know, I just wanted one, you know, because you got to write. You know, sometimes you got to write things down, and I like pencils. I like to write things. So I got this big, huge, freaking box. It's got 1,000 of them. I have been whacking them and beating them. I've got 2 left. This is it. I got the 2. They're right here in my hands right now. That's it. This is it. That's what these people have done to me. They broke all my pencils, these freaking creeps. I want my money back. All the Democrats, you got to pay me. You got to buy me another box of pencils, you bastards. All right, we got one more here, and then we're going to have to start turning our ship into port. Before I do that, I just want to thank everybody in the chat room here today. It looks like we got a guest. We've got we got my first mate, Cal Fritzy. We got Vito Esposito, Mamma Mia, No Sharia, missed your show last night, but that's all right. It was a good show last night. It was a good show. So in any event, I want to thank all of you that are on your smartphones. I know you do listen by your smartphone. You don't show up in the chat room, but you do listen through the through your smartphones, and then there's a lot of people that download. So I want to thank you for listening to the captain. So, and don't be shy if you want to call the program. I know it's hard to get a word in edgewise because I never shut up, but that's all right. Anyway, let's get this last cut out of the way. We got some other stuff that we got to take care of, and then we'll bring the ship back into port, and I'll let you get your liberty call. All right, go ahead, the last cut. Go.
You think the GOP is going to take the Senate?
I do. I think we have a real good opportunity. I think we have an opportunity to pick up seats in the House. My concern about the House especially is that the Democrats have continued to outraise us month after month after month. And even though we're setting records for fundraising, we're being outraised by the Democrats. Mm-hmm. So the only way they have a chance of getting the House back is to buy it. We can't let that happen.
Some are suggesting that
you see what I mean? This is why I played this cut. This is why I played this cut. And this is what I've been bitching about the whole time. It's not about does the American people win. It's about the Democrats and the Republicans. First of all, Megyn Kelly, I don't know why the hell you asked that question. What the frig difference does it make? What difference does it make whether the Republicans are going to take the House or not? They're going to take the Senate. What are they going to do? Just keep surrendering? Are they going to repeat? Let's just say, for example, just for an example, that the Republicans take the House and the Senate. They get more seats in the House and they take the Senate over. Do you really think they're going to repeal Obamacare? Huh? You really think they're going to do it? There are ways they could do it. Even if the president vetoes it, they can bring it back. 2/3 of a vote, and the law will become law. Do you think they've got the Keyhones to do that? I don't think they do. I don't have any faith in them. I've been lied to by these people so many times. I can't have faith in them. I would love to. I would love to have faith in the Republican Party. I would love to, but I can't. I would never want to have faith in the Democratic Party. There's nothing in the Democratic Party that I'm interested in. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. Zero. Nada. Titi. But the reason why I played this is because this is what it always boils down to. It never boils down to how are the American people faring? Will the American people win? Will the American people benefit? No. How are the Democrats going to benefit? How are the Republicans going to benefit on this? Huh? Well, what about the American people? Who's really fighting for us? Well, us. People like me. People like my first mate, Kel Fritzy. People like Vito Esposito. People on Blog Talk Radio. These are the people that are fighting for Americans. You that are standing up to that creep in the stupid market line. When the son of a bitch is telling you how great hope and change is, and you get right in their mush and say, no, it's not. Because it isn't. And then you back it up with proof. You are the one fighting for Americans. You have to fight for yourself. I know it sucks. It's horrible. It's terrible. You got to work for it. But you got to work for it. You can't get it for nothing. It ain't going to come for nothing. I know we got a constitution that says we're free. That doesn't mean anything. Certainly doesn't mean anything to this administration. Good God, I mean, what this man has done with the preamble of our Constitution. Forget about the body. Forget about the Bill of Rights. Forget about the rest of the amendments. Just what this man has done with the preamble, that is more than grounds for dismissal. Mr. Gowdy, again, I love you. I really wish you would call my program. I would love to have this conversation with you. I wouldn't scream at you and cuss at you. But I would really want to know why we want to fart around with all these stupid legal matters. Why do you want to sue the president? You know it's going to get stuck in the courts. I mean, we got our attorney general who's in contempt of Congress. And where is that? Well, that's stuck in the courts. And that's going to be stuck there forever. And now we want to write another letter to get this same man who's in contempt to put another woman in contempt that's on his side? For all intents and purposes, we're probably working together on this whole IRS scandal. I mean, you get my point? It doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense. Mr. Gowdy, I want to know why we were farting around with going to court. No more courts. You want to go to court? Put it in front of a grand jury. But we don't need that. Congress has the ability. They have the power to impeach. That's what we want. It's time. I mean, my Lord, Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS, what he did with the stimulus package. He stole money, almost $1 trillion of your money, and gave it to his friends. Isn't that theft? I mean, what is the amount? Anything over $500,000 is a felony? Okay, this was $800 billion. This was almost $1 trillion. I mean, that's one hell of a whopper of a felony. If I stole $800 billion and gave it to my friends, pretty sure I'd spend the rest of my life in jail. But this guy gets reelected. And we don't have any right to impeach him? Yeah, we do. Treason is another reason why this man should be impeached. Not only impeached, but thrown in jail. Yeah, did I say treason? You're goddamn right I did. 4 Americans were brutally murdered. One of them was raped and sodomized. Cattle prodded, burned, finally died. And they blame it on a filmmaker. Not once, but twice. They had an opportunity to go help. So what if you got there late? So what? What difference does that make you get there late? At least you get there. Part of my job in the Navy, when planes crashed into the ocean, it was part of our job to go there as fast as we can to pick up the pieces. Now, if we got there too late and there was nothing left but pieces and an oil slick, we still got there. If the pilot was floating around there, we'd pick him up. We didn't worry about time. Time? Time? We can't get there on time? We don't send troops into harm's way unless we know all the details on the ground? I mean, this son of a bitch ever hear a recon? That's what they do, Mr. Panetta. That's another one. That's another one. That's another one right there that needs to be put up on treason charges. I'm sorry, but I cannot leave this Benghazi alone. I can't leave this Fast and Furious alone. I can't leave IRS, like stimulus packages. And I certainly cannot leave that Justina Pelletier alone. That's ridiculous. You're going to tell me there's no death panels? What the hell is she on then? Huh? Stuck in a room? They won't give her medical attention? She's just left there to die? That's not a death panel? I don't know what the hell a death panel is if that isn't one. But I'm working for you, Justina. And right now, it's April 19th is my tentative date. Now, I don't know if that's going to – I don't know. That's not really concrete yet. I want it to be. I've got a lot more work to do. And I'm not one of these kinds of guys that does this. I've never had to do this before. So I got to admit, I really don't know too much of what I'm doing. But I'm doing everything that I can for you, girl. As little power as I have, I'm giving every ounce of that power to you, Justina. I'm not going to forget you. You are one of my sisters. I didn't even know you existed until this story came under the news. But you are one of my sisters. All my brothers, all my sisters, we're all one. We got one family in this country. We got one race. We got one group. Every size, every shape, every color, every religion. Fat ones, skinny ones, pretty ones, ugly ones. We're all brothers. We're all sisters. When one of us falls, we're all there to pick them up. We don't knock them down. We pick them up. That's what we do. Understand that, Mr. Obama? You understand that? See, when our guys go down, well, we go pick them up. And Mr. Panetta, weren't you in the military? And you're going to sit here and tell me that you're unfamiliar with recon? I mean, that's pathetic. That's a blatant lie. I lost all respect for that man a long time ago. I'm losing more and more respect for more and more of these people every day. I don't want to do that. I want to wake up one morning and I want to be able to respect somebody in Congress. Right now, the closest person that I can respect in Congress is Trey Gowdy. And I hate to say it, but I'm just waiting for the moment where he's gonna screw me too. I hope not. He doesn't seem like that kind of guy. He really doesn't. So I do have trust and I do have faith in the guy. And I really would love to have a conversation with him about why he wants to fart around in stupid courts instead of going to impeachment. There's no reason for it. What's it going to do? It's going to sit in the courts right next to Ms. Lerner's contempt charge, Eric Holder's contempt charge. It's just going to sit there all right there, nice and neat, in this just big pile of poo. And it's not going to go anywhere. You're not going to accomplish anything, Mr. Gowdy, by going to court. The only thing we're going to accomplish is what? That we can send somebody to court? That it's legal to sue the president? Okay, big whoop. But what's the action that follows? I want the man removed. I want Hillary Clinton in jail. I want Eric Holder in jail for what they did. They did crimes. This isn't about political foes. These are actual crimes that they committed. These are real crimes. People died. Look, when people die and people lose $1 trillion, that's theft. These are crimes. These aren't political differences. Political differences I can deal with. So what? Okay, you want to be a liberal and you want to believe in this and peace, love, and unicorns and rainbows for everybody, fine and dandy. Go ahead and believe in it. I don't think somebody should have to go to jail and be impeached because they believe in rainbows and unicorns. I'm sorry, political differences are just that, political differences. Those are healthy. We need political differences in this country. It's healthy. It's called democracy. And it works. But we don't need crimes, and we certainly don't need it from our government. And again, I want to thank everybody for listening today. Justina, I know you can hear me, not with your ears, but with your spirit. You can hear me, girl. I want to thank everybody for listening, and we will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody.